to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
Let's take our confession, Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen.
You know about the story of the woman with the issue of blood? Oh my God. I like that account. Say that as she in the crowd, she wasn't intimidated. Ah, ma seke teke teke ataya. The Bible said, another account say that as she was going and bulldozing her way through the crowd, she was muttering, saying on her lips, "Oh, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed." 12 years, I have drained all my accounts, but I have heard that there is supernatural power for exploration. I have heard how many people have touched, how many people have encountered this divine master and my God, and they have been healed. I don't know. I have taken medicines. It has not worked. I don't know how it works, but I'm ready to explore it. So if only I can but touch the hem of his garment. And then she started, I always say, maybe she was a gun woman. Ako eh, achoya. You know, when we sit in the trotro, hallelujah. Ako! And then everybody is telling, who is this? Ako! As if she had, Ako! And then she got close and then touched it. And immediately, the Bible says, immediately, power, supernatural power, invisible power, just left Jesus and touched her. He says instantaneously, she was healed. She dared to explore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have this invitation to explore. Let's explore it. Oh, let's explore it. Let us explore it. Hallelujah. So that we might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from us. Hallelujah. So God put those spiritual senses there, a thirst and a quest for the supernatural. There should be a thirst. There should be a thirst. And there should be a quest. Amen. Not just the thirst. God places the thirst. But then the quest must come from us. We must move. We must move. Hallelujah. Oh, if Bartimaeus had sat down and not voiced out, Jesus would have passed by. You heard him. Shut up. Shut up. And the Bible said, and he cried out the more. Oh my God, I'm not going to let this day pass me by. I should shut up. And he cried out the more. He embarked on the quest for supernatural encounter. And he got it. Hallelujah. So Paul was telling the Athenians, this unknown God, I want to tell you about him. Hallelujah. I want to help you find him. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. Hallelujah. More or less, Paul was saying that if there is a genuine thirst, if there is a genuine thirst, but nonetheless a frustrating search and quest, Yes, maybe you are there. You are searching him. There's a thirst. But then your search has not yielded. Because sometimes you are searching in the wrong places. Amen. Hallelujah. So out of frustration, they put up that epithet to the unknown God. Wherever you are, we have searched and searched and we cannot find you. So they say, wherever you are, to the unknown God comes our worship. Paul said, no, you can't find him that way. And that is the mistake of many of us. We have come to the fountain, but we refuse to drink. Many church believe, yeah, they are genuine. That's why they come to church. But somebody like Paul must come on the scene and tell them to the unknown God, the God that you are searching, I want to reveal him to you. And you can't do that outside the scope of the living word of God. That's why I always say you must find a Bible-believing church. Else your quest will never be fulfilled. And you will be held responsible. When you are in a place where you are drying behind the waters or beside waters, you are thirsty and you are not getting food and thing to drink, and you are still sitting in that church and you are suffocating, find a Bible-believing church where the living word of God is preached so that you can find him. I dare say we have found him. We have. And you can't find him outside the scope of the word. You can't find him with antics. You can't find him with theatricals. The unadulterated word of God. And they'll say, Pastor, the word is sad. No. You can't find him outside the scope of the word. And you'll die thirsty. Jesus said, is there anyone thirsty here? Let him come. You have to rise up and come. And drink. You have to do something. Drink. Read the word. Stand in the place of prayer. Do your devotional. And out of your bellies, rivers of living water. Shaka. Hallelujah. Oh, we are still talking about the kingdom. Yes. The kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Because you'll never be able to. Like I told you, it's a domain. It's a territory. The kingdom belongs to somebody. And as for this kingdom, you can't get inside without knowing or passing through the owner. Remember? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes, gains entrance into this kingdom except by me. No one. So we have all these people who say, I don't want, what do you believe? I don't want to be a born again person. Yeah, I'm a genuine, decent, diplomatic, so you don't believe in all this thing, you know, so Shambhala, Mandaba. I don't mind if you don't believe in tongue speaking. But you must find him. I mind if you don't find him. If you have not groped enough to hold him. Because when you get hold of him, you will understand all these things. Hallelujah. Amen. So yes, you can be a decent Christian and then very diplomatic. You don't believe in shouting. No problem. Maybe that way I'm shouting this evening. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. No problem with that. So long as you have found him. And when you find him, the thirst. Hallelujah. You find that the thirst will subside so long as you drink. Paul said, so that we'll grow and find him. When you find him, you find rest. Come unto me, like he said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Amen. And then Paul said something. Paul said that, therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. Him, I proclaim to you. For God wants to be known. Listen to this. God, the owner, the king of the kingdom, of the domain, the territory that you and I have become citizens of. He wants to be known and clearly identified to his creation so that we can together, we can revive worship and homage as the one and only true king where all his subjects for the entire universe is his. God wants everybody, every knee, says he has said it. Either you do that in this life or one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Whilst on that day, whilst we'll be paying homage and worship, some will be on their knees begging for pardon. No. We ask for that pardon in this life. And then we qualify for continual worship in the life hereafter. But if not, on that day, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. While some of half will be there adoring him for this great salvation, you will be there on your knees asking for mercy, and it will be too late. So the task and the assignment is now in this life. To the unknown God, no. He wants to be known. He has given and placed those senses so that we can reach out. But that test must be followed by a quest, a search for him, groping around, feeling around until we find him. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what God wants you and I to be praying for as we stand in the place of prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. For God so loved the world that he gave that all who believe, anyone who believes, should not perish but have everlasting life. And he wants this awesome kingdom because it is his in the first place. And we know what happened. But he wants to redeem his entire creation back to himself. No, doesn't want anybody to be groping in the dark and not finding him. That Papa was saying to the unknown God, no. He wants to be known. He says that, can you guess it? He's closer to us than the breath of our mouths. And he wants you and I to pray so that all the earth must worship and pay homage to him and all his subjects, so that all his subjects will come and hallow his name. In the name of Jesus. So in a sense, the prayer that Jesus bids us to pray consistently, that Father, let thy kingdom come, is for the universal recognition of God as the sole king of the entire universe. And the only one deserving of worship and praise from the nations and peoples of the earth. He is not unknown and does not want to remain unknown. He wants his entire creation to be reconciled back to him. And he wants the citizens of the kingdom, those of us who have come to recognize him and therefore gain admission into the kingdom, to reach out like Paul is doing here to all nations, tribes and people yet to find him. So that we together will find him. And we'll find him by the right way, which is through our bold proclamation of Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And that it is only through him that our individual search for him can bear fruit. It is only through Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what Paul said? He said, for we all are his offspring. I like that. We all are his offspring. All creation. More like every single one of us is entitled to getting to know him. And that's why we must proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah. His kingdom must truly permeate every nook, every cranny of the entire creation. It must reach every heart, every people. For in one way or the other, all the nations and all the people have embarked on a search. Trust it. Trust the word of God. Amen. Trust the word of God. All people are looking for him. Amen. Because of those senses that he has placed within us. People are hungry. There's a famine. There's a thirst for God. There's a thirst for the supernatural. Amen. The senses are there. That's why we have all these religions all over the world. Search for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because all of us are trying to hook up with our Creator and maker. Because God has primed us in such a way that there will be no rest within our hearts and souls until we find Him and get reconciled and reunited with Him. When that happens, then we have regained entrance. I use the word deliberately. We have regained entrance into the kingdom of God. For that is our rightful place. All humankind rightfully belongs to the kingdom. For as Paul rightly points out, we are all His offspring. Hallelujah. For in Him, then he goes on and says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Until this point is reached, the search, the quest will go on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. However, let me say this as I'm trying to round up. This end point will not come on prayer alone. We need to step out there in missions or outreach to proclaim the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's genuine and authentic. Amen. And we will succeed. Hallelujah. As a church, we can't fail. Amen. I'm talking now about the church. It is the only genuine kingdom, the Christian church. Amen. And backing us is the God or the King of the entire universe. He said it. He said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we have all this assurance that God is backing up. As I bring my message and all this series on prayer to an end, let me close with this parable. Mark 4, 30, isn't it? That's the parable of the mustard seed. Hallelujah. We know about that parable. It says it's one of the smallest seeds, but when planted, it becomes what? The biggest. Amen. So in that parable of the mustard seed, Jesus said, on the surface, it may look small and insignificant, but it's an illusion. It's deceptive. Amen. And it remains so long as it is not planted. So long as that plant, that mustard seed is there, it will look tiny and insignificant. But its real power is hidden within. Amen. And so you could look at the mustard seed, or somebody could give you a mustard seed and you'll be wondering, this tiny seed, what is it going to be? Such is, remember, he's drawing a parallel between that and the kingdom. Such is the kingdom. Amen. And I'm saying this to encourage believers in the church. Oh my God, it doesn't matter where God has planted you as a church. And you are looking at the church. Maybe you are in a small corner somewhere in this country. Or maybe it's just a 3 or 5 man congregation. It does not matter. You are that mustard seed of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The key thing for its growth and explosion is that it must be planted. Amen. And when it gets planted, when it is down or planted, that is when its power and its effect become manifest. So is the significance of the kingdom you and I have signed about. So that as we stand in the place of prayer and we are praying, oh my God, we shouldn't belittle it at all. We are privileged to belong to an awesome kingdom. It may look like the mustard seed, but my God, it is the kingdom that people all over the world are thirsty after and they want to come and experience it. Hallelujah. And you and I must both explore and be able to taste of the fruit of the kingdom so that when we stand and we are making a declaration like Paul came to Athens and he sees what the Athenians, the Bible says he was troubled in his spirit because this was a kingdom that he had once upon a time doubted about its efficacy and its effectiveness. And then God in his mercy ambushed him. He signed up, he responded, and oh my God, the things that he has seen, the things that he has experienced. Afterwards, he couldn't sit at one place and he began to move and to move and to invite all that were outside the kingdom to become a part of the kingdom. Church, rise up! Let thy kingdom come! But what kind of kingdom are you and I going to market out there and explain to people if you and I have not tasted of the powers? We don't have proofs, infallible proofs, that it is an authentic kingdom. But Jesus said it. He said it may look insignificant, but you have to plant it. Amen. And that is what God also wants, that we plant it. Hallelujah. Amen. Plant it. Hallelujah. Plant it. We plant it by propagating it. We plant it by marketing it. Amen. And selling it, and then selling it. Planting it in the hearts of people. Amen. And when that seed is grown, Jesus said, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs. And he shooteth out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. He's talking about the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God. So as we stand and we are making that proclamation, Lord, let thy kingdom come. And I want you to rise wherever you are, in your living room, wherever, in the name of Jesus, as we call upon God, in the name of Jesus, and tell God, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. In the name of Jesus. God wants us to lift up prayer in this direction, and also to join in the work of sowing the seed of the kingdom. It's such a powerful kingdom that it's seemingly ineffectiveness because we have not sowed it. But once we sow it, the power will explode, just like the mustard seed. It will take seed. It will shoot up. It will branch and become a gigantic tree under which all the birds, all the fowls can come and take solitude and refuge. There are people out there who are hungry. People out there who are thirsty. People out there who are confused. People who are there who are tormented. They don't know what to turn. But thy kingdom, as you and I pray, and then we proclaim, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God will not come just in words. Yes, not just in words, but in power, in authority, in signs and wonders. And all men and women will come to believe and put their trust in this great God of ours. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. In the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come, O God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, O God. Re mi mi kali lili o kasataya. Andare ken sekende nini mi hataya. Thy kingdom come, my God. And let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, Lord. But deliver us from evil. For thine, my God, is the kingdom, all the power and all the glory, forever and ever. Begin to thank him for answered prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you. We bless you for teaching us how to pray. And as we go out there and plant, my God, the seed of the kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, may it grow up to become a gigantic tree under which, oh God, men and women, thirsty men and women, searching men and women, come, my God, to take refuge under the shadow of thy mighty wings. In the name of Jesus, them that are oppressed, them that are tormented, them that are in, oh my God, in chains, oh God. Them, oh God, that are looking, they are perplexed about what is happening in our day. Them that are confused. Them that are looking for an anchor for their souls, my God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, my God, that even as thy kingdom comes, they will find thee and find rest for your soul. I thank you and I bless you. I give you praise. Maybe you are out there, you have been listening and you are out there and you are saying, Pastor, how can I find the kingdom? Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want to throw an invitation to you. You're out there, you don't know this great God. And you don't belong to this awesome kingdom. Can you come? Can you surrender your life to Him? Can you just come and be born again? Yes. So that He can gift you and seal you with His Holy Spirit. So that together we can explore this great God of the entire universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the visible and the invisible domains. The one who holds the power over thrones and principalities and powers and dominions. The creator of all of them. He's the one that is throwing this invitation to you to get born again. And you want to surrender your life. Just pray with me in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I have heard your word. I sense you speaking to me. And thank you for your word. Now whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. This evening I come and I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. I am tired. All my search has not yielded the necessary fruits. But tonight I have heard your word. And I come. Just as I am. I hand it all over to you. Lord, save me. I forsake all my sin. I ask for pardon. I ask for cleansing. And I ask for restitution. So that, Lord, I'll be brought back to you. I'll be reconciled to you. And I can also have access to this kingdom. I thank you for answered prayer in the name of Jesus. If you have prayed this prayer, I want to pray for you, Lord. All those who have genuinely and sincerely prayed out there in their search for you, I pray in Jesus' name. You said, no one who comes to you will in any way thrust back. Accept them. And grant them, O God, a footing in thy kingdom. I pray for the seal of the Holy Spirit to be their portion. For them to be incorporated, even as your word says, right now into the kingdom. Oh my God, to be translated out of Satan's domain of darkness into the kingdom of your beloved Son. I thank you. Let all grace abound to them. So that they will stand and experience this kingdom. Thank you for saving them. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you have prayed this prayer, you have become born again, you are now a citizen of the kingdom, we just want to admonish you once again, look for a Bible-believing church and go and then sit under the feet of God's appointed men and be discipled, mentored, the thoughts, the foundations and the fundamentals of the faith, and you grow stronger and stronger in Jesus' mighty name.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Local Shrema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store.